Hi, this is Kevin Kalinske at ASCO 2017. I appreciate the opportunity with Medscape to talk about the HER2 positive oral session that occurred at ASCO today. It really is, you know, I thought it was a very important session. A lot of people were abuzz. Even during the session, there were some very heated discussions and questions that were really trying to tease out the data. So I'll give you my impression. You know, the most important abstract that we really have been highly anticipating was the affinity data. So this was a randomized trial that randomized patients to chemo plus Herceptin plus or minus a year of pertuzumab. So pertuzumab is approved in the metastatic setting as well as in the neoadjuvant setting, and we saw some significant improvement of progression-free survival and overall survival in the metastatic setting, as well as an improvement in pathologic complete response in the neoadjuvant setting. So at the end of the day, the hope with pertuzumab is that it would have a quite robust improvement in what we see in terms of an improvement in invasive disease-free survival. So the data ultimately showed that it was a positive study. The p-value was 0.045. And if you look at the three-year invasive disease-free survival, so the median follow-up was about 40 months or so, the difference was an absolute difference of about 1.1%. And at 4 years, it was a little bit better. How I interpret this is, you know, one, I think we should take a step back and think about how well the control arm is doing in that study. Right, so around 93% of patients do not have a recurrence, including patients for whom the majority were node positive within a three-year period. So that's important for us to think about where we are with HER2-positive disease in the operable setting. I do think that while this was a quote-unquote positive study, the general feeling in the room, and my takeaway as well, was that, you know, given how robust the benefits are in the metastatic setting and the neoadjuvant setting, we were really hoping for a numerically more impressive improvement in what we see in the operable setting. So while this was statistically significant, and ultimately we'll see whether or not there's an official approval for pertuzumab for a year in the operable setting, I do think the enthusiasm for this important trial, which was almost 5,000 patients in an international study, was really dampened by the small and slightly incremental benefit in invasive disease-free survival that we see. It's also important to know that the follow-up is short and we should continue to monitor this for some time. In terms of other HER2-positive studies that were presented there, there was also a nice Italian study, a randomized trial that was looking at giving chemo with a shorter duration of Herceptin or longer, and then ultimately meaning less than a year versus a year. And the take-home point from that is that I agree with the discussant that we should be giving a year of Herceptin. Also at this ASCO, the updated results for ALTO were presented, and there were really no surprises, and the data really had not changed with more mature data. The other presentation that I really thought was worth mentioning was the neoadjuvant study. So there was a neoadjuvant trial called the TRAIN-2 trial, which randomized patients in the neoadjuvant setting to get everybody got Herceptin and Perjeta, and there was a non-anthracycline-containing arm and an anthracycline-containing arm. And the take-home point is that the pathologic complete response was really similar between the two arms, leading me to note that, you know, in these patients with HER2-positive disease, that we really can withhold, based upon pathologic complete response, withhold anthracyclines. You know, the HER2-targeted agents are giving such significant benefit that this was further evidence that we really could have non-anthracycline-containing regimens. So there was a lot of activity in the HER2-positive discussions. The affinity trial is published in the New England Journal, and I imagine for future ASCOs that we'll be continuing to debate those data and talk about it. So that's what was going on in the HER2-positive space this year at ASCO.